My name is Nadia Kessler, and I was born in Astrakhan in Russia, and I was 25 years old when I came to the United States. I grew up in a suburban area in Russia, not too far from our capital, Moscow, on the Volga River that is near the Caspian Sea region. It was really hot in the summer and really cold in winter, but because it's a southern part of Russia, it wasn't cold all the time. When I was a child, I remember I played school, I played library. There was a TV, but during the day there are not that many programs for children. We only had maybe 5 TV channels, and one was news and one was TV shows for adults that I didn't understand or wasn't interested in. And then we spent a lot of time outside playing different games on the playground or riding bikes with my friends. In the summer, we were just all home, and our parents were at work, and we were free to go swim in the river, do whatever we wanted, and then our parents would come home after work, and then they would find out if we were okay or not. The parents, I can imagine they were worried all day long because they didn't know what the child is doing. I was very lucky that my parents put me in a bilingual school, and I was learning English since second grade. So by the time I graduated, I spoke English fluently. So I came to get an education in the United States. After I graduated, I stayed for a year to get a practical experience, so I worked. And then I decided that it is more interesting to live and work in the United States, and I got friends, and I just decided that I'll give it a try and make it my new home. Compared to other people who leave their countries, my life wasn't that bad. I had a job, I had friends, so I came here to study, and I did not at that time plan to stay here. I wanted to get my master's degree and go back and maybe, you know, find a better job in government because my degree is in public administration, but it was a hard choice. And I still can't believe that I was once that brave to leave my family behind. And I maybe even at some point feel guilty because I'm my mom's only child and I know how she misses me and my son. And that's why we go every year and we speak on Skype every weekend. I have friends who are both immigrants and local people. I still believe that people's origin, we're all the same. So sometimes I don't feel that I'm speaking with a person from Japan, because we laugh at the same jokes, we find the same world problems. I have friends who are much younger than me and friends who are much older than me, who could be my grandmother. This is unique about the United States, that people interact on the same level and people are respected for who they are and not for what they achieved. I could easily speak with our mayor if we're working on, you know, this immigrant entrepreneur project. And in Russia, that would be impossible. I have never felt unwelcomed here, no. Maybe because I'm also a very open person and I like people. That helped. I really liked people here. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh is a very nice city. And even in speaking with some of the people that I work with, people who traveled the world or traveled the United States, we find that Pittsburgh is a cozy and comfortable city for people to raise families, for people with children. There are a lot of cultural opportunities here. And the weather, you have 4 seasons, unlike in some other states where it's either always hot or always cold. Despite all the things that are going on in the world, this country is my home country. It's like your mom, you know, or somebody else, good or bad, you love it or you love that person. So in terms of people, yes, there are good and bad people in every country and in every culture. Unfortunately, we can't avoid that and we can't stereotype a country by some of the bad people. For me, no matter what happens in the world, it's my home country and I would always love it.